Good morning. Is this Chan?
This is
Chan. Jeff Johnson with KYMN. Hey, thanks for agreeing to talk with us. I much appreciate that. I'm looking forward to seeing the show probably, I don't know, sometime next week. But I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah, it sounds good. All right, well, we're going to be on. If you're ready to go, we'll just kind of jump right into this in about 15 seconds.
You bet.
Sounds good. Hold on.
Complete array of business, agricultural, real estate, consumer loans, savings, and financial services serving communities across Minnesota, including the Northfield and Dundas areas.
It's 8:40 on a Wednesday morning. Our next guest is joining us by phone. You might know him as the frontman for the band The Suburbs, or one of the trio in The New Standards, a jazz ensemble. It has been a longtime force in Minnesota music. I've looked up the, I was going to have the whole resume, but it's too long to mention when we only have 10, 15 minutes to talk. Chan Poling, welcome to the microphone here at KYMN.
Wonderful to be with you. Thanks. Good morning.
The reason why we have you on is you have a new musical on. It's called The Defeat of Jesse James. And we're going to talk about that in just a moment or so. But let's backtrack a little bit and talk about your history with history. This is not the first historical musical or event that you have created. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your love for history.
Well, my love is for music, and I started The Suburbs when I was a kid. We still play. We just sold out First Avenue 2 weeks ago, and we were in Milwaukee last week and play. The Burbs are still a part of my life, and the New Standards, of course, and our big holiday show that we do, But I just fell in love with musical theater. God, when I was a kid, my dad traveled a lot for work, and he'd bring me to Broadway. We'd go to New York and see shows starting when I was like 9, 10 years old. And so, in being a songwriter, I just gravitated towards that a lot. I started working in theater when I was, when the Burbs went kind of officially off the road, we'd been a band, we'd been making albums and touring for all my youth, but started when in my early 30s, writing shows for Theater de la Jeune Lune, and had a show at the Guthrie and produced some stuff myself. And I started working with the playwright Jeff Hatcher, and now this is our third show at the History Theater, and we've got a couple more out there too. He's quite prolific, and I really enjoy working with him. But I think our claim to fame as far as Jeff and I in theater is at the History Theater was when we did Glen Sheen, and Glen Sheen became kind of a, well, I think it's officially a hit now, running for 7 years in a row.
I'd qualify that as a hit. Yeah.
Yeah, it's people love it, and people keep coming back, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful thing. The thing about the History Theater is, they do all sorts of plays, and they do a few musicals every season. And the great thing about them is they commission new original work. And otherwise, as a composer for musical theater, it's really a tough road to get your shows produced, for an original idea. And so, God bless them. They call us up and they say, hey, how about a musical based on the Glen Sheen murders and trials? And I'm like, are you kidding me? Okay, that sounds weird. Let's do that. So actually, it was Jeff Hatcher's idea. He goes, we were working on a musical, and he said, we should. They want us to do the Glen Sheen thing. Maybe we should do a musical out of it. And I just thought that was nutty enough to pursue. And I think we pulled it off well. Glen Sheen was our first show at History Theater. We did also the story of Lord Gordon Gordon, who was a con man, a Scottish lord, fake lord, who was a con man. And that was a couple of years ago. And now this year, the defeat of Jesse James.
So you've been commissioned to do this. Is this is history? I kind of presume that since you've been involved in these history projects, that history might be a side thing for you, just a hobby. Is that is it mainly just the music though?
Oh, you know, I think you're definitely right, and you know, my impetus is to write catchy songs and fun shows. You know, that's what I love to do. But you are correct in that I'm a history buff. I'm the kind of guy that will go watch, you know, video lectures on Greek, you know, history and stuff and stuff like that. I love it. I hadn't really explored the story of the Jesse James, you know, in relation to Minnesota history, but I knew that you guys had the defeat of Jesse James days in Northfield, and so we went down there and checked it out, and I was obviously when we were commissioned to do this and learned a ton, and then, you know, over this show has been developed and workshop for almost 4 years.
Oh boy. Now, that show has been described as part honky tonk cabaret and part Wild West show. Can you give us a little idea of, you know, down here in Northfield, we're very familiar with the legend of Jesse James and the story behind the defeat of Jesse James. You guys have taken kind of a, I don't want to say revising history at all, but just a new take, kind of a different perspective on while presenting this.
Yes, definitely. You know, I really wasn't interested in doing a kind of a Western pastiche show, just where, you know, kind of a history, straight history play. We wanted to tell the story in as entertaining a way as possible. And, you know, to me, it's a rock pop musical. So you're going to come. First of all, you're going to come and have a good time. I'm going to guarantee that. I think I can go on the record. been having really great reviews. We've had a great one in the Star Tribune today, too. People have been responding well. But so first, I think you're going to have fun. And, you know, and you'll learn a lot, too. The story is rich. It really is. And the fact that it ends kind of for him more or less in Northfield is just a, you know, kind of a cherry on top.
Let's talk about how this developed. You'd mentioned Jeffrey Hatcher, and you do the music. Do I have this right? You do the music, and he kind of does the rest of shaping the show and the writing thereof. It is that kind of an outline of how you you collaborate together?
Yeah, we get together when we come up with a story. We get together and he writes what they call the book, which is the script of the, you know, the dialogue and the structure. And it was his idea to frame it in this kind of rock concert framework. And then I write the music and the lyrics.
I was talking with Rich Larson from our KYMN staff here who set up the interview. He was talking about the Dancing Outlaws with Bill Chadwell and Clell Miller, two of the guys that die of the outlaws that get shot by the townspeople and die. And that's one part that I just can't wait to see.
Well, you know, that's so funny because I was just torn. I thought, you know, the idea that and it was a very typical 19th century idea is you kind of display the dead, you know, And so they propped them up, and people would walk by, and you know, it was kind of a sideshow thing. And I thought, well, that's got to be a song. And then the more I did it, because when you're working on a show, you don't have an audience. And so we were just working on it, and the cadavers were up there singing. I went, oh my God, I can't. We have to cut this. This is too weird. And but Jeff said, why don't we leave it in and see what the audience says? Because you have a couple of previews before you officially open, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had the fullest previews that they've ever had in the history of the History Theater, almost sold out previews, and they went crazy for the song. The guys stood up and gave it a standing ovation. So it's in. We kept it in, and if it offends you, I'm sorry, but it's a lot of fun.
Let's talk about the cast a little bit. You know, if you put a call out there for somebody to play, you know, the Western, you know, gunslinger outlaw Jesse James, oh, you have to also be, you know, a rock star, a front man that has rock star blood in him. I would imagine you got a very interesting number of people who responded to that. Was that,
yeah,
was the the tryouts, was that an interesting process?
Yeah, they always are. They're like 5-hour days for, you know, a few days in a row. So it's intense. You see a lot of people, but we landed on Adam pretty quickly because he gives a different take, on the guy. And, he just embodies what we are trying to do. I mean, the concept's very, very simple. It's like, Jesse James was in his time a celebrity. You know, he had comic books and dime novels and, you know, Nickelodeon movies and newspaper articles. And he was manipulated by the media to be this Southern kind of hero, outlaw. And it was our intention to kind of, he was like Elvis. And John Newman Edwards, the journalist, was kind of like his Colonel Parker, you know, or, you know, his manager. So that was a pretty simple leap for us. Like, well, we'll just make him Elvis Presley. But he also, you know, is not a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a good guy with hardly any stretch of the imagination. So Adam skirts that line pretty good. You know, he's attractive and funny, but he's also like, I don't know, kind of, he's got a darkness to him. So
it sounds like he really has a presence that the crowd can feel, that the audience can feel.
Yeah, it's not very romantic. It's pretty, I think we accomplished what we set out to do. It's the defeat of Jesse James, not the
mm-hmm.
not the celebration of Jesse James. So,
all
yeah,
right.
God bless Adam. He really nails it.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing it. Like I say, I haven't seen it yet, but I will be in the very near future. It's called The Defeat of Jesse James Days. It's now through what, the end of May. It's our days. The Defeat of Jesse James, not days.
Yeah.
It's my Northfield roots showing up.
Yeah, no, Northfield, you got yours, and we got ours up here now. We got the musical version. Yeah, come up and see it. It's you can get tickets at historytheater.com. You know, it's all over the, you know, internet and stuff like that. So it's Google it or whatever, and get your tickets and come on up.
Yeah, it's getting some positive reviews as well. So looking forward to it. Once again, through the end of the month, May 28th at the History Theater in St. Paul, historytheater.com for tickets, or you can call up there at the box office as well. Jan, thank you so much for being with us. We certainly appreciate it. Now, one other question, I guess, do you play a role in this play at all, or are you strictly behind the scenes?
actually behind the scenes. And that's kind of one of the things I like about music theater, is I get all my music out there working for me, and I don't have to show up.
All the work is done by now.
Yeah, no, and believe me, it was a lot of work, and it's very satisfying that people are digging it. So
great.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, one last question is, what's up for the summer? Okay. Are you back in with the Burbs, or are you getting ready for the new standards, or what's your summer going to look like?
Oh, gosh, well, thanks for asking. We're going to play. It's actually sold out, so I don't need to plug it, but we're playing this weekend the new standards up here in Minneapolis, and then this suburbs, like I said, just did First Avenue, and I think we appear again at Lumberjack Days in Stillwater on July 15th. And then maybe we'll be up in Duluth, I think. Mm-hmm. And so we're back around. Just look for the Burbs. We play, you know, we still play half a dozen shows a year, festivals and that kind of thing.
All right.
Kind of thing.
Well, I will be watching for that. And Lumberjack Days is always a fun time anyway. It might catch you up there. Thanks for taking a few minutes and being with us. Much appreciated. Congratulations on the success and the continued success of The Defeat of Jesse James Days. We appreciate it, and enjoy your summer.
Thanks, Jeff.
Yeah, we'll see you. Jan Poling, once again, the